Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is the time of year when everyone is making resolutions. Digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg joins us now to talk about New Year's resolutions for tech and social media. Scott, good morning. You've been doing these resolutions for years now, and I know you consider them very important, don't you?
Yeah, morning, Bob, and happy New Year. Definitely important because everyone starts January with the best intentions. You know, we want to eat better, we want to get organized, but we forget that our technology could really use the same kind of reset. So a few small, I call them tech resolutions, can make your devices work better and make your digital life a lot calmer.
You know, I think for a lot of us, the phones, the laptops, smart TVs have all gotten pretty messy. So where do we start with all this?
I would start with a simple one, and I would just call it decluttering your digital space. So think of it like cleaning out your closet, but for your tech. Delete old apps, unsubscribe from newsletters you never read, and clear out those 14,000 photos that somehow are the same version of the same sunset. And it's amazing how much faster and less stressful your phone and your computer can feel after that kind of cleanup.
Yeah, and we're all guilty of that, or some version of it. So how do we tackle it? Because even if we didn't intend to do it, we have created a lot of work for ourselves, haven't we?
For sure. And the trick there is to make it manageable. Try setting aside 15 minutes a day for a week and tackle one category. Maybe you do photos on Monday, email on Tuesday, apps on Wednesday. And eventually, when you do this repeatedly, you'll see real progress without it feeling overwhelming.
You know, I don't remember exactly, but the last time I was in an Apple store, they showed me how to check on my phone and see where the space is being used up the most, you know, whether it's photos or and it turned out to be attachments to texts.
I could talk to you for hours, Bob, about that particular thing, but you're absolutely right, because we leave everything in our text messages, we leave everything in our photo gallery, and those things build up over time. They all take up space. And if you're on your iPhone, it goes under settings, it's iPhone storage, and it shows you exactly how much space you're using and gives you hints on how to get rid of some of those stuff. But if you're anything like me, I keep all of my text messages, so I have to buy a bigger phone just to hold all that stuff.
Yeah. iPhone storage. Yeah, that's it. What's another tech resolution worth putting on our list?
Well, here's a bigger one. Take control of your notifications. Notifications are the digital version of clutter. Every ping, every buzz, every banner that pops up pulls your attention away from whatever you're doing. Most apps default to sending you notifications that you're never going to need. So this year, if you go through your settings and you keep only the ones that matter, like messages or calendar reminders.
That sounds great, and it can definitely feel like constant buzzing and chiming all day long, can't it?
It really does. And once you dial back those alerts, Bob, you realize how peaceful your tech can actually be. It's almost like digital mindfulness, which, if you think about it, is actual mindfulness.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about social media. We all spend a lot of time on it, too much time. What would be a good social media resolution?
That's a great question. I would say be intentional with your scrolling. It's really easy to fall into what we call doom scrolling. And I don't know about you, but while doom scrolling has become a regular part of our vocabulary, seeing the word gives me stress. Doom. I associate doom with gloom, and I don't like it. And when you're doing the actual doom scrolling, you're just thumbing through screen after screen after screen, and you're not realizing it. And this year, if you make social media work for you, you'll follow accounts that inspire, educate, make you happy, and you'll unfollow the ones that drain your energy or feed negativity.
We do go down those rabbit holes. We scroll endlessly, and I don't think we even know what we've seen when we finally put the phone down.
And that happens to everyone. You know, setting time limits can also help. Most phones let you get a gentle time's up reminder after, say, 30 minutes on a platform. It's a good cue to say to yourself, okay, I've had my dose of social media for today.
Yeah, it's those deadly algorithms. They know what we're interested in, and they keep giving us more, don't they?
they are so much smarter than people realize, and yeah, it really affects everything we do.
Tuesday with our digital media man, Scott Kleinberg, we've been talking about some very practical decluttering advice. What about something a little more technical, Scott, say maybe for security or privacy?
Yeah, sure. So definitely make a new year, new passwords one of your tech resolutions. If you think about it, most people haven't changed their passwords in years because it feels like a chore. And we've talked about this before, but cyber criminals count on you doing just that. A password manager makes it easy because it creates and stores long random passwords so you don't have to remember them. And while you're at it, always enable that two-factor authentication whenever you can.
And I know two-factor authentication can feel like a hassle sometimes, but it really is kind of a small price to pay for extra security, isn't it?
It truly is. Think of it like locking your front door and then setting the alarm. It's just another layer that keeps you safe.
Yeah, I think about every 6 months I ask you this question. Are we any closer to passwords going away completely so we don't have to figure out how to remember them? And it's all, you know, our thumbprint or our eyeball.
You know what the problem is? We're closer, but it's such a trickle in terms of speed that I think you're going to be asking me the question in 10 years, unfortunately.
Oh, boy. All right. What about the devices themselves? Anything we should resolve to do with our phones or computers beyond cleaning them up?
Yeah. I would say update and backup regularly. And not to be dramatic, but these are two habits that sound so boring, but they actually save lives if you think of it from a digital perspective. Updates fix security holes and improve performance. Backups, whether cloud or external, means you'll never, ever lose priceless photos or important files if something were to go wrong.
Yeah, I think we're better at hitting remind me later on updates than actually installing them, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. But those updates often include critical security patches. And these days, that even includes things like your smart doorbell gets updated or your refrigerator gets updated. So my rule, if the device connects to the internet, it needs to be updated.
Yeah. What is next on your tech resolutions list, Scott?
Well, let's go back to social media for a second. It's important to refresh your privacy settings. Every platform changes its settings from time to time, and it's easy to just accept the defaults as is and go on. But taking 10 minutes to review who can actually see your post, what's public, and what data you're sharing can make a big difference in protecting your privacy.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about this before. Those privacy settings can get really buried in menus, can't they?
They can, and the platforms themselves don't make it easy to find, but once or twice a year is honestly enough to keep things in check. I like to think of it as a digital physical. See what's working, see what's not, and clean up anything that you don't need anymore.
Digital physical. I like that. Anything else to wrap up your tech resolution list this year?
I have a couple of quick ones. I would say charge your devices smarter. Avoid draining your phone completely before plugging it in, which actually wears down the battery over time. And on the human side, just remember to prioritize unplugging now and then. Take short screen breaks throughout the day or try a tech-free hour before bed.
Yeah, that last one is tough, but I guess it's pretty important, isn't it?
It is, and it is tough. And, you know, we rely on technology for everything, but balance is what keeps it healthy. So I say set boundaries and don't feel guilty. You know, tech ultimately should serve us, not the other way around.
Mm. Let me ask you something about charging before we get to the Genius Bar question today. You know, it used to be you'd get the advice to run your phone down almost to zero before you charge. And also the advice was to turn off apps that are running. That helps the battery life. But things have changed a little bit, haven't they?
They have changed. Batteries have become smarter. Systems have become smarter to know how to communicate with the battery. So yeah, years ago, those were really important things. Now there are some things you should keep in mind. Like we were saying before, you know, you don't want to always wait till your phone is at 1% to plug it in and then charge it and take it out. You know, do it at a certain cadence. You know, you're down to like 30%, plug it in. Phones have things built in now where they only charge to 80% to prevent charging too much, and then you have to override that. So there are things that can be done to make things easier, but yeah, a lot has changed, but definitely in that realm for the better.
Yeah, and they're making the batteries so that you get a little more use out of each charge, don't you?
You definitely get a little more use, and it's going to depend on how modern your phone is, which is going to last longer. But doing all those things that we talked about, providing, make sure you're updating your phone, making sure you don't have too much stuff stored in your text messages, all those things are going to extend the life of the phone because it's going to make sure that you're not overpowering and overusing it all at once where your battery could deplete faster.
Right. Every week, folks write in, email us, and text us questions for Scott. We call it the Genius Bar, and here's our question this week. Scott, what is the best iPhone for seniors? We have iPhone 7 and need to replace them. Our service is presently with Consumer Cellular.
Well, that is a fascinating question. I unfortunately don't know specifics in what Consumer Cellular has, but I can still give you the answer of what I think. iPhone 7, it was a really great phone, but yeah, it's definitely time to upgrade. I would say if you want the easiest to see screen and something that has a battery that lasts for a very long time, go with an iPhone 15 Plus, which is the bigger phone, and you can do new or you can check for a refurbished model. If you're going to do refurbished, go through Apple. Well, if you're going to do refurbished, find out how Consumer Cellular does refurbished models. But iPhone 15 is a really great modern phone that has a big screen. But if cost ends up being a concern more than the screen size, the iPhone SE, which is like the more limited phone, but that's kind of a misnomer. The third generation of that phone is a really great no-frills type of phone. The only problem with it is the screen's a lot smaller, so you'll have to use the accessibility settings to make the text bigger and bolder. Some people don't like it when it's too small, which is why that iPhone 15 Plus, it has like a 6.7-inch screen. It's big, but in that case, you can see things really, really quickly. And again, the battery lasts for such a long time that a lot of people really appreciate that.
Good advice, as always, from Scott Kleinberg. Thanks, sir. Talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Take care, Bob.
And if you have a question for Scott, you can email us, bobshow@wgnradio.com. That's the email for anyone here in the morning crew, bobshow@wgnradio.com. The text line is the same as the phone number, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.